You know, it's just one of the things that, you know, we're going to treat like any other team. You know, they're going to keep the same game plan. And, you know, we just got to go down and execute and do our part as a team and do our assignments and, you know, go down there and try to win this ball game. Like I said, we don't put it past no more. You can't. Not in this league. You know, everybody's good. Once you come to the NFL, everybody's good. And you just can't put it past nobody. You know, you got to, you know, try to find out all the weaknesses that we can and try to execute on them. You know, try to take advantage of the weaknesses and, you know, and play the ball game, you know. And that's the thing here.
I'm sure they'll give him a bunch of touches in our game. He wasn't there the first time we played Dallas, so obviously he's a challenge. Like you said, I mean, he's having a great year, so it'll be a challenge for us and a priority to stop him. I mean, it's a balanced offense. They run the ball, they pass the ball, they throw it deep. You know, they got two talented players in Dez Bryant and Jason Witten, so those will be guys that we have to shut down.
They never quit, and every opportunity they got in the red zone, they tried to score, but unfortunately, we know our defense was there and not trying to let them get in. And their offense that definitely got the tools, whether it's DeMarco Murray or Dez Bryant or Witten, they're an offense that can click and score at any moment. So I definitely learned that they're in our division, and I learned now that we got to play them for a chance to go to the playoffs, and we're going to give them our best. I just think about the last game that I played. If I dominated in Dallas, then I would definitely be happy, or wherever our last game will be, whether it's in the playoffs or not. After the season, I'm definitely going to think about my last game. It's all about consistency with me, and you're only as good as your last game, and that's last play, last game. So I just be thinking about that.
Just being focused and, you know, having everybody on the same page, especially after the performance that, you know, we came out of Minnesota. You want everybody to be focused and, you know, everybody to be on the same page. You know, like we were Sunday, you know, everything was clicking, and you can really tell from the first part of the game. The main thing of that was everybody had energy. You can tell from in the locker room to warm-ups and even in the game, you know. And things was clicking at, you know, all three phases of the game.
It's mentally frustrating, honestly. No, because I was just happy to be back, man, happy to put on a shoulder pass, happy to run out there, you know, and compete with my team. But also, it really hurt me when Kerry Williams walked over to the sideline. When I was over there, he was kind of checking my knee out, and he was like, Earl, we need you back out there right now. And I couldn't, and just knowing that I couldn't be out there with them, you know, and fight with my teammates, you know, it kind of hurt. But I always look at everything happening for a reason. I guess I wasn't supposed to be out there at that time and point, you know, but I still, you know, thank God for allowing me to run out on that field and play that out.